Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
This is Dr. Mike Roizen. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, number 928A. The A segments always are the ones with the latest medical news of the week and what it means to you. The Bs are, of course, the great guests. And who's the guest tonight? It's David Eidelberg, the Susan and Leonard Feinstein Professor of Neurology and Neurosciences at Northwell Health. He talks about progress in treating Parkinson's disease. Amazing interview. We just completed it. Thanks very much for listening to us and listening to it. If you have downloaded it, it's a great interview. The subject for today, this is the news of the week, of course. Body fat is tied to your brain volume. The fatter you are around the middle, that means get thin, the more you have a decrement in brain volume. Brain volume is important because there's only one organ in the body. You know what I'm doing today is I'm giving you the full stories the first time through rather than all the stories at once. We're going to do it in 10 minutes if I can. But this is, and so you'll have a short podcast, but a really good one. If you got a waist size, put a tape measure around your belly button at your belly button, around your body at your belly button. Greater than 35 women, greater than 39 of men, you're shrinking your brain. Body mass index didn't correlate any place near as well as abdominal fat with shrinkage of the memory center of your brain. Poor sleep increases tau protein. Better sleep decreases tau protein. Which caused which, we don't know. But as we get older, we decrease that phase four, stage four, and it's called slow wave sleep. And the slow wave sleep is the greatest correlate. That's where you get that really deep sleep. So get it. Get sleep. Make your bed optimal. Make your room optimal. Get rid of the TV. And maybe you'll have a much lower risk of Parkinson's and Alzheimer's and other medical problems. What should you make as a priority for 2019 if you're still into thinking about, I need some new resolutions and those didn't work, or I just am ready to do more? Make cancer prevention a priority. What do you mean? Eat cruciferous vegetables, exercise, do stress management. Get rid of processed red meat. Get rid of all red meat. Throw the bacon in the freezer out or give it to someone else. Are sweet potatoes healthy? Yes. TV ads are making kids fat. Kids who watch TV more with ads on cereal eat more of it. Oh, horrible. That's right. TV ads do convince kids to eat more, maybe all of us. Fatal drug ODs are soaring, increased 260%. That's almost a threefold increase since 2000 in middle-aged women. Middle-aged women. Celery juice. Don't get it with sugar. Get it. Do it. Make it yourself. High-fiber diets do make for healthier lives. Less inflammation. Is snoring dangerous? Well, when you should worry is if you stop snoring in any position. Can the keto diet help boost fertility? No. The WIN diet works much better. Avoid eating after 7 p.m. Eat 75% of your calories before 2 p.m. Have dinner for breakfast. That's right. Don't stereotype food. And no and low-calorie sweeteners are useless. So main messages for today are of the things to do. Get your waist size under 35 if you're a woman, under 39 if you're a man. Sleep better when you're thinner. Don't, if you're snoring, get help. Go to a doc. There are devices other than the CPAP device now for many. Sweet potatoes are healthy. Eat them cold and they're resistant starch. That's the WEN way of eating them. WENway.com is their book. It's a website, What to Eat When. Thank you all who have bought it. If you haven't, remember it makes a great gift, so do get it. And high-fiber diets make you healthier. A lot of data on that. How often should you shower? I don't know the answer to that, and we don't have, all we have is expert opinion on that, but I'm going to give you that too. And remember, low-calorie diets don't make a difference. Okay. How, and by the way, our fertility rate, that's another story, has gone in the toilet. We need more people getting pregnant. Because we aren't having enough babies in the U.S. Last year had the lowest number of babies in the United States since 1970. How often should you shower? Well, no one knows if there's a magic number. It doesn't appear. Dermatologists don't agree on it. The main reason to shower is to wash away sweat, dead skin cells, remove dirt and debris, and prevent body odor. If you work up a sweat, you need to shower. If you prefer to shower all day, that's fine. If you shower every other day because you're not exercising, well, you should be exercising every day. So we don't have right answers, but if you've got extremely dry or sensitive skin or inflammatory skin decisions, put on something that is hydrating, a moisturizer afterwards if your doc prescribes it. Other than that, wash as often as you feel you're that dirty. That's the last of the stories. Key story today, sleep is important for getting rid of the tau and maybe the amyloid protein. We think it is. Body fat makes your brain shrink. The fatter you are around the middle, the smaller your hippocampus is, the more likely you are to develop memory-related disorders, because we know a small hippocampus relates to that. We don't have the full chain of orders, but that's what it looks like. Well, we did it. We did it in under 10 minutes. I hope you enjoy this podcast. Write me at Dr. Mike Realage, DrMikeRealage at gmail.com. Write me and say, I like the shorter podcast, or I want more detail on the stories. Either way, I'm going to change based on what you say. My producer says that the shorter podcasts are good for this part. And by the way, speaking of my producer, remember we have a B segment. The A, always the news of the week and what it means to you. The B's, always what we try and get is the best guests. This one is Dr. David Eidelberg from Northwell Health, talking about progress in treating Parkinson's disease. And that's a tough disease. Remember, drink your coffee as long as it agrees with you and you agree with it. Thanks, Ben, for great engineering as usual. This is 928A. We'll be back next Tuesday morning, bright and early, with a new release of the news of the week for next week and what it means to you. In the meantime, look at the whenway.com website or what to eat when. When you eat is as important as what you eat because of the chronobiology or the circadian rhythm of insulin and hormones. Just like you go to sleep with because of the chronobiology, you also have control or not of your metabolism and weight. And that's an important story. Remember, better sleep, better memory with a thinner waistline. Thanks again for listening and downloading us. Tell your friends about us. Thanks again.